Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's August 12th, 2019 regular Othello City Council meeting. And if you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council for wisdom as we make our decisions tonight. Now, if you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and I note that all council members are present. And for the record, I'll note that our Deputy City Clerk, Yvonne Hernandez, will be doing the minutes and keeping us on track. And I want to thank you, Yvonne. So item 1.5 is citizen input. Is there any citizen here present tonight who would like to address the City Council? Please raise your hand, and I will give you up to 5 minutes to address the council. Okay, seeing none, we'll move to item 2, the approval of tonight's agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is the approval of our consent agenda tonight.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. As we move to our current business, I'd like to call Isaiah Suarez forward. I noticed that the stands are full. Isaiah, do you want to face the crowd? So I want to read a brief bio of you, and then I'll read you the oath of office, okay? So this is a big night for Isaiah. This is a big night for his family. We're just really thrilled to be here. So Eli Isaiah Suarez graduated from Othello High School in 2009. He worked at Coyote Ridge Department of Corrections for 7 years. And while there, he was part of their emergency response and inmate recovery team. He graduated from the Basic Law Enforcement Academy in May of 2018. He served his first year as a police officer at Kennewick Police Department before coming to Othello to work for us. And so I want to read the oath of office to you. You'll raise your right hand, please. I, and repeat after me, I, Isaiah Suarez.
I, Isaiah Suarez.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the constitutional laws of the State of Washington.
And the Charter and ordinances of the City of Othello, Washington.
And the Charter and ordinances of the City of
Othello. And abide by the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics.
And abide by the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics.
As adopted by the Othello Police Department.
As adopted by the Othello Police Department.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Honestly. And impartially perform.
And impartially perform.
And discharge.
And discharge.
The duties of a police officer.
The duties of a police officer.
During my continuance.
During my continuance.
As such.
As such.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. It's a really happy day for the City of Othello. And before you leave, I'd like you to greet all the City Council members, and if there's anything you'd like to say, now's the time to say it.
All right. Well, hi, City Council. I'll go around and shake all your guys' hands, because I haven't met all you guys.
So, Mayor and Council, Isaiah fills the empty provisional position that you approved. He'll be serving as a provisional officer for the remainder of this year, as we apply for the grants and move into next year's budget. Thank you, Mayor. Now, what we'll do is we're going to actually, as you can see, he's not wearing a badge. And just so you know, I don't have the badge. A few years ago, I was the best man at my best friend's wedding, and I forgot his ring. So I knew better than to ask for the badge because I would have blown it. So do you have it in your pocket, or does your mom have it? There you see, doesn't that work? Go ahead and come on up, please, and if it hurts, don't say anything.
We're alone again. No.
That's great. That's good. That's an Othello boy coming back home to serve his city. That is really awesome. Yeah. So now we'll move to item 4.2 on our agenda, which is an interlocal cooperative agreement for the Othello High School criminal justice class. Chief?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is an interlocal with our school district. As you know, last year we provided a criminal justice class at the high school. We did that for two semesters last year. The first semester class we had 29 students. The second semester we had 31 new students. This year, I believe there's well over 25 already signed up. We'll find out on the first couple days how many stick with it. What the center local agreement does it allows the school district to pay us their per diem, or an approximate of their per diem rate that they would pay for a part-time teacher to come in and teach a course. I will be continuing to teach the one criminal justice course per day for every school day. The school district will pay us $75 for that service. What we're asking is that money be put into the crime prevention fund. And in fact, I'd like to dedicate some of that money for scholarships for high school students interested in becoming or moving into some criminal justice field. I've discussed that with Spencer. He's working with municipal research to find out how to do that legally. Once we figure that out, then my request would be that that's how we accomplish it. There will be some additional money, and with that money, I'll come back to council with a request for, some items within the crime prevention realm. One of the things that I'd like to consider is putting some exercise equipment in the police side. So that is the request. It is with the Othello School District. Our legal has reviewed it and approved it.
Okay, council, any questions?
No, I'll just like to say that I've heard nothing but good things about this program from the kids that were involved in it last year. My son was in that class, but unfortunately he wasn't at the high school, but a lot of his friends talked to me and they said it was really good.
It's a lot of fun.
Try to entertain a motion to approve this interlocal agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carry. We'll move to item 4.3, interlocal agreement for school resources officer services.
Thank you, Mayor. This item actually helps correct an error that I made in the last ILA that we had with the school district. Due to the difference of the fact that we have a normal fiscal year and they have July to August, or July, the opposite, or the half year fiscal cycle. When I wrote that, the last ILA, it was kind of a half year. So we didn't include an increase for the 2019 school year, so we've continued to bill them at the 2018 rate. This corrects that. This has been approved by Dr. Hurst. It actually allows us to receive that funding back to the beginning of this year, and it moves forward with a multi-year contract with the ability to continue it with 3% increases per year.
Starting?
January of this year.
Okay.
Council, do you have any questions? Okay, with that, we entertain a motion to approve this interlocal agreement for school resources officer services with the school district. Thank you. We have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
And item 4.4 is the 2020 budget process and the committee schedule. And we have with us our finance officer tonight, Spencer Williams. And Spencer, you wanted to begin to unveil our budget process, so.
Yeah, it's that time of year again. Mm-hmm. Some people sing hallelujah and some people do all kinds of things when it's around budget time. We are almost there. I just want to give you a brief overview of what the next couple of months look like as we're leading up to passing a budget in either late November or early December. Right now, I'm working with all the different department heads and putting together estimates to finish out this year where they think they're going to end up with their budgets, because that's a critical number in starting next year's budget. And then we're putting together estimates for next year's expenses. And that's kind of the July to September. I have a little outlier here from July to December passing the budget. July and September right now, we're working with the department heads. September and October, we're meeting with the different budget committees and hitting the budget section at a time. And then in November, we'll have a retreat where we have an open forum and we discuss priorities and wants and needs and what are our abilities. And then in November, we'll have some, then we'll cut our budget into two big sections and we'll say yay, nay to a bunch of items. And by the end of those meetings, we'll have a budget all put together. And then based on those conversations, I'll present that to you. Either our last November meeting, probably more likely our first December meeting, to actually pass the budget. That gets the budget done and over with before the holidays, and it's kind of nice. We ultimately have through December 31 to pass that, but it's always good to give ourselves a little bit of room there, some little room. With that, I wanted to just introduce for conversation tonight, or we can just introduce it and we can hit this another night. Let's see, we're starting to get kind of small here. I put together a preliminary budget committee schedule. And this is a schedule that's loosely based on the regular committees that you're, as council members, a part of. But I want you to look this over. I have the dates here. At the bottom of this sheet, I have the last week in September, we have 2 days, and then the first 2 weeks of October, we have a couple of days there also. And those are all these committee meetings up here. But look over it, see if you're available, see if this works for you. Ultimately, I want the budget process to be one that works for you as council members. It should be a living process, and we can constantly change and make it a little bit better and make something that works for you. So if you want tonight, we can talk a little bit about this. Some council members aren't on a whole lot, some are on a lot, some are kind of medium. Ultimately, this is your process, and we can talk about it now, or we can bring it back to our next council meeting after you've had a chance to look at schedules and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Council. Do you want to take a look at this for a while and then come back on our meeting on the 26th and finalize it? Is that okay? Yeah, thank you, Spencer. This is really good. This is extremely helpful to the council, myself, and everyone involved, all the department heads, because the way we do this process gives us a chance to individually look at the different budgets, but then later as we come together, we look at them all together as a group, and I think that this has worked very well for the City Council, so thank you.
Great.
All right. The next item on our agenda is the Olympia Street discussion, and I'm going to read, I know there's, of my council here, raise your hand if you've had discussions with any citizens about the racing going on, or not the racing, but the high rate of speed certain travelers are going on Olympia Street. Mm-hmm. And so that's why this is open for discussion briefly tonight. I had been talking to, you know, one of the things that has heightened this is the fact that Lee Road is closed. And so there's been a lot more people driving on Olympia Street than would normally drive on Olympia Street, including truck traffic that isn't allowed there, and among other things. And so I had been talking to Sean O'Brien about it, and also the police chief. And Sean O'Brien gave me this statement. He couldn't make it tonight, but he wanted me to read a statement. And basically what this is about is he wants to apply to Quadco. Quadco is a unified planning works program where we can get a grant to do a study. So he says the deadline for that application is August 19th, which is a week from today. The program has $40,600 available for member agencies to address transportation planning projects. So he's requesting direction to apply for funds to analyze the city's current use of stop signs and develop a plan to provide guidelines or criteria to assist city staff in making future decisions on stop signs and other traffic calming devices. This plan will ensure that informed decisions are made in a consistent manner and in accordance with the MUTC. And by using, that's the Municipal Unified Transportation Committee something or other, by using stop signs in a consistent manner in accordance with the MUTC, safety will be improved and the city's liability will be reduced. He estimates a study, including a report explaining guidelines and criteria, will cost around $20,000. He's going to suggest requesting $18,000 and providing a 10% match. What this would do is allow us to hire this traffic consultant. They would do a study not just for Olympia Street, but for the entire city. And they would help us with a comprehensive strategy that welcomes public comment, city council comment, and staff comment so that we can do a comprehensive strategy. One of the things that happens is speeders will go up. I mean, I live on Hamlet Street, and they still, I mean, just this weekend, I personally witnessed at least five cars going probably in excess of 40 or 50 miles an hour. And if you live on the Olympia area, you probably saw more than that even. But one of the things that the police department did do is they did heightened their emphasis on patrols in that area, and they also put out the portable radar speed indicator sign. So that's been out there, but sometimes the answer is to put up a stop sign, sometimes the answer is not to put up a stop sign. This is why these bulb outs and these other traffic calming things do more, it seems, than necessarily a stop sign. But when it comes to this, I think we need to be consistent. One of the things that the city decided, and I, you know, when we built and added on to that second part of Olympia where we redid the entire street, and I thought that our goal was is we were going to use that as a collector street so that we would funnel traffic down Olympia Street, because, and that's why we widened it. But if we're going to funnel traffic down a particular street in residential areas, I mean, we need to follow a consistent pattern on how we're going to, how and when we put up stop signs. So that's the statement from and recommendation from our city engineer. I don't know, Chief, do you have anything you want to add?
Mayor and Council, I would support that move. We would work with, you know, the consultants to provide our input. I mean, throughout the years, I mean, y'all have heard me preach stop signs. I still believe in stop signs. I believe in bulb outs. It's the traffic calming that we do in our community is much more valuable to us than enforcement. I can put officers writing tickets every day and make sure everybody gets one a week, and it's not going to slow it down if we make a 90-foot wide street. That's one of the reasons, and you know, as the mayor's pointed out, we have arterials, we have collectors, and we have residential areas. When we first increased the speed out here on Main Street, the reason I came to council and suggested that was by having a 25 mile an hour speed limit on a 90-foot wide, double lane road, or it's probably even wider than that. We're actually forcing, I mean, you might as well drive down Hemlock at 25 miles an hour because there's no incentive to go out onto the arterial. The point of this is we want to push the faster traffic out onto our arterials out of the residential areas. So working up a comprehensive strategy citywide fits well within our plans.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, Council.
Can the City Council decide to put a stop sign up there without having to go do a study?
I agree.
What happened when we put stop signs over here, like on Hamlet and all these streets? I remember they didn't have any. And then a few years back, I mean, almost every intersection has a stop sign. No? Or is it just gone? Is it just
certain ones?
Certain ones?
The advantage of doing that study is they're going to study more than just Olympia Street, because Olympia is not the only problem street in this town.
And I'm not Olympia saying, and Madera I'm not Street. Saying, you know, not to do the study. But I'm saying to get a stop sign up there now, and then if they disagree with it when they do their study, then snatch it.
Well, it's like
pull it, you know. But I know I sit over there. I pulled up in the migrant school right there, and sit over there the other day. And granted, I know Lee Road's closed, but I've seen it at other times before Lee Road was closed. And man, let me tell you, it brought me back to my old school days wanting to race somebody. I kid you not, they were flying down that road. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't think we should as a city wait until somebody gets hurt.
There's all throughout the city, there's things that need to be improved on Fur, which I take every day to go to work. There is no striping on Fur. There's no stop, lines for your vehicle coming to the stop sign on 4th. But that's a 120-foot wide street there too. I mean, it's huge, and I don't think people know where to drive on it. You know, half the time you meet a car coming down the middle of the road,
yeah.
And you got people that are stopping almost into the intersection on 4th. Because the cars are so lined up along the corners there. The only way you can get out to see where they're at is to get out into the intersection.
What would your suggestion be, Phil?
I've actually, and to partially answer your question, Mr. Councilman Snyder, I have posed that question to our city attorney, and I'm waiting for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see one get put up there. I know Gene feels the same way. And like he says, we can still do the study. If the study says, nope, you got to get down there, we'll get it out there.
Yeah, that.
Well, like midpoint, halfway down.
We're at 9th, 11th, or 13th?
On 11th.
11th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natural.
It's a middle road.
The risk is if we misplace stop signs, if we put them in the wrong places, some of the studies have shown that it actually increases mid-block speeds, because people speed up and then they slow down, trying to get to the same place the same amount of time. So, I mean, I do support the study in doing it,
Can we do it without a grant, or I mean without a study? That's what our attorney's going to tell us, and he'll probably tell us on the 26th. But I think as long as I have a consensus from the council, I think we have until next Monday for our engineer to apply for this Quadco grant, so.
Yes.
I'll go.
Yes.
I think we should.
Let me go. Yeah.
We didn't need a study to put stop signs down on Ash in front of McFarland.
We didn't have a city engineer at the time that pointed out to us that there is a MUTCD best practice recommendation document.
You came to us, said, I would like to have stop signs. We gave you stop signs.
And I stand by that decision. It's worth wonderfully.
But yeah, but you just use the key word, though, in that thing you just rattled off, recommendations.
MUTC.
Yeah, recommendation. Yeah. Well, so, I mean,
you put a stop sign in, you know, if nobody comes forward and contests that there's a stop sign there, you got a stop sign. I mean, who's going to challenge it?
Mayor and council, I'm not your legal counsel. Part of the reason I put this to legal counsel is they help us balance risk. So if we place a stop sign and that causes an accident, then that has increased our risk. If we increase the speed, and if you remember when we increased the speed out here on Main, we actually did a study. Mm-hmm. Because a citizen brought it to us that we were increasing the speed without a study. So we said, slow down a little bit, and we did the study. As we move forward with stop signs, the ones that we placed on Ash, I think were very well thought out, and they did a great job for us. I believe that as we do additional studying, that we're going to find, you know, that some of these stop signs that I've recommended are probably for the best. But they will be defensible, and that reduces our risk.
Okay. I say we wait for the 26th to talk to legal, and you've got your consensus on the study.
Great. Thank you, Gina. Item 5 is unfinished business tonight. Do we have any unfinished business before us? Okay, how about some new business? Is there any new business council wants to bring up? Okay, I have a couple of announcements. This Thursday is the ACDC meeting in Ritzville. John, did you want to go, or are you?
I did want to go, but I'm not going to be able to, Sean.
Okay.
I got an eye doctor appointment in the Tri-Cities at 3, so I don't think I'll be able to get up there.
Okay.
Besides, I might say something that I shouldn't with the okay. way things are going.
All right. I'll represent the city. I had sent an email to the council, but I just wanted to be sure you all knew. We're going to have a ribbon cutting at 4 p.m. At the Tagaris. Well, we're going to meet here, and then we're going to go down to the well number 10 site at Tagaris Park. And Senator Schessler, Representative Dye, and Representative Schmick all going to be in attendance. If you guys can make it at that time, it would be nice. It's not a requirement, but our representatives have fought for the city of Othello to get funding for our projects, and they help pay for a large segment of this project with that funding. So thus the ribbon cutting, and Rachel has been invited. And so I just wanted to make sure you knew that. yes, were you raising your hand? Wednesday, August 21.
What time?
At 4 p.m. So we meet at the city council, and then we'll all go down there together. Or we meet out here in the lobbies where we'll meet. Okay, and then there is no department head reports to receive, so. With that, and having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7 p.m.